I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Once again, the Indian government is expanding how it uses the restrictive Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, and some new wording is expected to target Christian ministries. The FCRA controls and blocks foreign funds received by non-government organizations. John Budaiti, president of Bibles for the World, tells us,
the government came out for the first time with a blanket statement saying that any organization that has been involved in illegal activities will not be renewed. And this includes illegal religious conversion activities.
With today being Giving Tuesday here in the U.S., it's a timely moment to act. AdmissionNews.org will connect you to Bibles for the World so you can come alongside a critical gospel ministry in India. Then, meet the Wayana and the Trio of Suriname, who are getting ready to harness radio for Christ. Until the 1960s, they were uncontacted, dying tribes. Then, God used a missionary family to bring the good news of Jesus, and their lives were transformed. You can be a part of their story. Clay Perry with Transworld Radio says the ministry is partnering to build two radio towers for tribes to use in discipleship and evangelism.
They're going to use these radio stations to tape their own messages to then disciple their people who are in further away places. So as the tribe disperses, they'll have these little transistor radios be able to tune in and hear preaching in their mother tongue. So it's a really solid equipping resource, but we need funding to get those radio towers up in the jungles.
Learn more about their story and how to partner with them. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.